Matthew chapter 3. In those days John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, all of you, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." And the same John had raiment of camel's hair, and a leather belt about his waist, and his food was locust and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said unto them, "O generation of vipers, who's warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring therefore forth fruits suitable for repentance, and do not think to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say to you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham, and now also the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which brings not forth good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to carry. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Then Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan to John to be baptized of him. But John forbid him, saying, "I have need to be baptized of you, and you come to me?" And Jesus answering said unto him, "Let it be so now, for it is appropriate for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then he let him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went straightway out of the water, and the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, landing upon him, and a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.